Coming up in just a couple of seconds, a conversation that we had earlier today with Laura Kennard from DM Biz Mixer and Drake University. Usually we're talking all about networking opportunities and business education, but this week we're going to focus on Small Business Saturday that happens this Saturday. Some ideas, some tips, some thoughts about how you can get the most out of Small Business Saturday. That's coming up in just a couple of seconds here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Imagine you focusing on your business rather than worrying about all those HR issues like onboarding and compliance. They do it for hundreds, if not thousands, of small to mid-sized businesses. Learn more at Arion, Arion.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have come by. We are sitting in one of our very favorite spots, Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights, with Laura Kennard. We're going to be talking about business, networking, education, and I think a focus today on what is coming up this weekend. It is Small Business Saturday. Welcome, Laura. How you doing?
I am doing well.
Good.
It's Thanksgiving week.
It is that. Where in the hell did this sneak up?
I don't know.
You know? I mean, holy cow.
I don't know.
I mean, it was just Halloween, for crying out loud.
I don't even know what we're doing. I have no idea. Where am I? What week is it?
My bride said to me early this morning, she says, it just struck me. I only have to work 3 days this week. And you know what I said? It just struck me. I only have 7 more days to work this week.
You don't take Thanksgiving off?
No, I can't take Thanksgiving off. People depend on the Business News Hour to be there every day.
Even on Thanksgiving?
Even on Thanksgiving. But what we're going to do is kind of a best of. Because we also, anyway, that's housekeeping. That's what I do,
Oh.
Got to do this stuff. All right.
So it's the Thanksgiving edition.
It is the Thanksgiving edition.
News Hour.
Yes. We will be thankful for lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things this Thursday.
People need to be more thankful.
Amen, sister.
We need to focus more on being thankful.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen from the choir over there? We have all kinds
of... There are some thankful people here, I think.
People,
They seem happy, anyway.
I just was going to butt into their conversation and say...
they're ignoring us, actually.
Everybody ignores us. All right, Laura, I suspect there's not a whole lot of networking things going on this
week. I was actually laughing about that because people know that people are leaving. So in light of that, people avoid having business things during Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, I just saw a post from a Business Insider earlier this morning saying that more people are flying this year for Thanksgiving than almost any year in history.
It's a big deal. Why? Because gas isn't up,
Well, fuel prices are down. And, that's also hit the airline industry, so some of those tickets are much more
less expensive. So they might as well.
So what about the Iowa Center?
So the Iowa Center is a great place to start if you are thinking about getting a business going. Besides boot camps, they help prepare taxes, both personal and your business taxes. They have... some accelerated workshops, but also some long-term boot camps that they do about once a quarter.
Can you hook us up with those people? We need to have them on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
We've never talked to them. They're so lovely.
Run by a group of ladies. Get their lovely tuchus
over here because we've got to talk to them.
Yeah. So, anyway, bottom line is they are a wonderful free resource and some hard-working ladies that just want to help you make your dreams come true. Matter of fact, they call it Dream Builder. Anyway, so they do have their open Wednesday, and you can just come and check it out.
Good.
Outside of that, Michael, all of our regular stuff is pretty much not happening.
All right, so let's spend some time talking about something that is going on. There's a couple of things happening. Of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, and there's a number of retail spaces that are open on Thursday. Yeah. Shame on you.
I know.
And you should give, come on, really? I mean, if Sam's Club is going to close... on Thanksgiving. Why isn't that?
It's so odd because some of them closed, and then some of them announced that they were going to be open this year. I'm like, don't you notice everyone else is like going the other direction?
Yeah. It is a trend, ladies and gentlemen, finally. Right. But that means Black Friday is on Friday, and earlier in this broadcast, we had Kat Rocketship on talking about Market Day.
Yes.
Which is on Friday.
Yes, yes, yes. And there's a lot of stuff going on for small business around
Des Moines. Let's talk about Small Business Saturday, which is on the 24th this year. That's this coming Saturday. And one of the things I'm very involved in is the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce in getting people to understand the importance of Small Business Saturday. We've got a lot of small businesses in that community that are going to be doing some things, which is really cool.
Right.
But there's all kinds of we've got some tips and ideas for you if you are a small business and you haven't yet figured it out for Small Business Saturday. It's not too late. You got a couple of days to get going. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
All right. You got anything?
Like, do I have anything?
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Well, so first of all, before we forget, I'm just going to throw out there that you might check with the hashtag shop small. Mm-hmm. And that way you can kind of see who in the area are tweeting or Instagramming about shop small. So one of the things we know with the economic recovery was it was small businesses that really just, you know, some people opened new businesses during a time that everyone else would be terrified probably.
Sure. And the reason why was because so many individuals were out of jobs.
Yep.
And so they had to do something, so they started small businesses. Yeah. And now we're 10 years down the road.
Yeah,
and
right.
Many of these
I know,
have stuck around.
Isn't that hard to believe? And they have. And so, so it's really important to support those businesses. And so often we kind of forget that in the age of Amazon that you've got some really great businesses right here. And so fortunately, yes, with Market Day on Friday and then Small Business Saturday, you have a great opportunity to really make a conscious effort to get out and support
the small
business. So just think about East Village. Think about Roosevelt Shopping Center. Think about the shops here in Windsor Heights. Think about any of these little areas where there's congregations of these wonderful small business owners. And I know I'm leaving out a whole bunch of other sections, but you know them. And if you have driven by them and not taken the time to stop, this is... And you know, I noticed that when I've gone to these, they have such great gift ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's one of the things about small businesses. You can't get a lot of the things that they have in the big box store.
Yeah. So Valley Junction.
Right, Valley Junction,
of course.
Think about
all the stuff in Valley Junction.
So let's run down. I've got some tips and some suggestions for business people that they can utilize leading up to Small Business Saturday this Saturday and on the day itself.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple.
Let's talk about
one of those things. I think is if you are at all social, if you have an Instagram account, if you have a Twitter account, if you have a Facebook account, start right now listing out some specials, some things that you're going to be offering on Small Business Saturday.
Yep.
And get people at least to know, A, it is Small Business Saturday, B, that you're taking part. Because you already have brand warriors out there who will help you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, absolutely. Absolutely. People have huge fans, huge fan base, and they will be so happy to share anything that
In Grounds for Celebration on University Avenue in Windsor Heights. You know that they've got 1,700 people that like Grounds for Celebration on there. So if Grounds for Celebration says, hey, by the way, we're doing free brewed coffee at 9 o'clock in the morning on Small Business Saturday from 9 until 10, guess what? People will come.
That's right.
And by the way, they are.
They are. And they have a lot of cute stuff here, too.
Yeah, they do.
By the way.
So one is get social. Number two. And I think this is really important because, you know, we have the attention span of a goldfish.
Less than a goldfish.
Is to create a place in your store, your shop, wherever it is, where you can set up a photo booth, a photo opportunity.
Oh, cool.
You can maybe logo it and then encourage shoppers to do selfies or whatever it is in front of that. Say, hey, look where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, offer some kind of a discount to those people that do and they share.
So user-generated content.
Exactly.
User-generated content. You've got these people in your store, and they can show other people that they're in your
store. Ask them to do that.
You know,
post some signs. Hey, you know, 10% off with your Instagram. You know, whatever it happens to be.
Show us your Instagram post, and you'll get that at the register. That's
show
right.
us some love, you
yeah,
know?
That's right.
So, yeah, so create a photo area and let people know about that. Another one, why not have, you know, parents, sometimes it's Saturday, parents are going to bring their kids with them. Why not have an area, if you can, that's supervised where the kids can go play while mom and dad shop?
Yeah, nothing like a little kid to cut off the shopping experience short and have them rush out the door.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I mean, it maybe takes a little bit of planning, but you can do that. So, hey, you know, put the kids over there and have, you know, the teenage babysitter hanging around and playing games or whatever this
That's
is.
Right.
You know,
or have some little things for them to do.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Call out your uniqueness. You mentioned this earlier. Many of these small shops, retail locations have things that you can't find anywhere else.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
So start posting that stuff right now.
I mean, the funny thing, the thing about Amazon, and not to, like, I know people love their convenience. They like to be able to shop in their PJs and all that kind of stuff and have it right to their door. But the thing is, how many times have you just drawn a blank, bought a gift card, just bought something because it was like, well, I didn't know what else to do. But, you know, if you go to these shops, and I was so amazed the year that I went to East Village in particular and went to a couple of shops and said, hey, I'm trying to get some last-minute holiday gift buying done. And I wish I would have started there because they had so many, like, they know their products inside, outside, backwards. They know their audience. They know what people love. And they will actually curate, like, little gift packages for you.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come up with ideas that you never would have thought of, and you just look like the hero because you give this gift and someone's like, how in the world did you ever think about that? Well, because you have a small business owner who, you know, is actually giving you this customer
Absolutely.
Experience.
Yeah. And that's the ticket. You know, one of the things that people complain about when they do online shopping of anything is, well, I didn't get to touch, taste, feel whatever this is. And it lacks the experience. Now, you might save 15 or 20%, who knows what the percentage is, but you don't have that experience, and small shops can do that. So, if ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for tips for small business to win this holiday season, not just for Saturday, Small Business Saturday, but going forward throughout the entire holiday season, Google 22 tips for small business on the Business News Hour, and I've got a great
post on that.
Got a post about that. Here is 22 things that you can do for your small business to accelerate your sales this holiday season.
And you know, the other thing I was going to mention is people don't like getting out and shopping because, especially at the holidays, and that's the reason why they've defaulted to Amazon. But here's the thing: these small businesses, it's not like going to Walmart. It's not like you're going to be
it's a crush
of crowds. Usually, even during their busy time, they take time with you, and you can move around and look at things. So it put the fun back into the season by checking out the sights, the smells, the everything that are happening in these shops, being able to touch stuff and not fight a crowd. So it's like the best of both worlds. You get someone helping you shop, and you get to just have a good time. So
good stuff. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is with DM Biz Mixer as well as Drake University.
And let me just highlight really quick, Market Day, Black Friday. So we've got pet portraits going on in Capitol Square during Market Day. That's an event one small business owner posted. So that's another thing. If you've got something special going on, make a Facebook event about it. We also have the Legit Local Market Plus Small Business Saturday. That is, I'm trying to see where that's at. They've got the November 24th. They got all the logos and going on. At Lotus Moments and Events.
Got it. Lotus
Moments and Events.
In the east side of Des Moines.
Yep.
And then we also have everything that's going on, Small Business Give Big Open Studios. That's at Mainframe. So not only can you go and buy some unique art gifts, all of the studios will be open, and they're giving some proceeds away to a nonprofit as part of that. Small Business Saturday Indoor Market is in Altoona. So they've got a whole indoor shop going on in Altoona. So just take a look at your Facebook feed. There are so many events and things going on. It would be a shame if you just sat home and didn't get out. Hashtag shop small
this
weekend. There you
go. All right. This is, by the way, the 11th year for Small Business Saturday, and it's shaping up to be a big one. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, on the Business News Hour. We got to scoot on out of here because it's nigh on to the time that we got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, the voice of the News Hour is Hunter Pease. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The production manager is Chap Ramsey. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good, dear fellow man.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.